day, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
This year, the 4th of July is a day of special celebration, for we are emerging from the darkness of a year of pandemic and isolation, a year of pain, fear, and heartbreaking loss. Just think back to where this nation was a year ago. Think back to where you were a year ago, and think about how far we've come.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden hosted a 4th of July celebration at the White House on Sunday with a barbecue for military families and essential workers. Biden thanked both groups for their service. He said the country was celebrating independence from the virus as cases fall and vaccinations rise. The country did fall short of Biden's goal to get 70% of adults at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine by Independence Day. The final figure stands at about 67%. Dr. Fauci said about 50% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but unvaccinated pockets of the country remain extremely vulnerable, and the holiday weekend will likely make things worse. The South, Southwest, and parts of the Midwest are again seeing surges. Florida alone accounts for about 17% of all new cases in the U.S. And more than 99% of those deaths from COVID in June in the U.S. were among people who were not vaccinated. 99%. Well, it's that time of year again. Tropical storm Elsa, with top sustained winds at about 60 miles per hour, sideswiped the southern coast of Hispaniola, leaving two dead in the Dominican Republic over the weekend and hitting Haiti with high winds and heavy rains. Another person died on the island of St. Lucia when the storm crashed through the Lesser Antilles on Friday. It's expected to keep building and be back near hurricane strength as Elsa approaches Cuba on Monday. Cuba already evacuated more than 180,000 people threatened by possible flooding and other storm damage. And then the storm's track is expected to shift north, with Elsa's outer bands forecast to reach the Florida Keys on Monday and continue north toward a possible landfall near Tampa early Wednesday. With the storm brewing, search crews in Surfside, Florida, the site of the collapsed condo building, paused their efforts on Saturday and shifted to a rushed demolition. County officials had planned to have the building torn down later, but concerns about the storm forced them to speed up the timetable. So, demolition experts tore down the rest of the partially collapsed Champlain Tower South condominium in Surfside, Florida, early Sunday morning. Almost immediately, cranes started moving again on the debris pile as rescue crews resumed their work. They say they may actually be able to access more areas in the rubble now because of the demolition. And sure enough, on Monday morning, three more bodies were discovered. The death toll now stands at 27, with about 118 people still missing and unaccounted for. Well, lots of us hit the roads over the Independence Day weekend, so traffic was snarled everywhere. But you've got to have some extra sympathy for the motorists stuck on a section of I-95 in Massachusetts on Saturday. The freeway was closed as a police standoff with a group of heavily armed men from a militia group known as the Rise of the Moors continued for more than 9 hours. When it all ended, 11 of the men were arrested and in custody. The incident began around 1:30 a.m. Saturday morning after a state trooper saw two cars pulled over on 95 with their hazard lights on and men refilling their gas tanks with their own fuel. The officer then realized they were wearing military-style uniforms and carrying guns. One of the members of the militia was live streaming on YouTube during the events and claimed the group was not hostile.
The police seen us on the side of the road with our guns secured. We were afraid, so we got out with our arms.
They wanted to be heard. A variety of, not demands, but requests that they just be allowed to leave the area, transit the area, without any accountability. And at the end of the day, we couldn't accommodate that.
So the former guy is at it again, Trump hosting a rally in Sarasota, Florida on Saturday night, during which he addressed the recent fraud and conspiracy charges filed against the Trump Organization and its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg.
They go after good, hardworking people for not paying taxes on a company car. Company car. You didn't pay tax on the car or a company apartment. You used an apartment because you need an apartment because you have to travel too far where your house is and didn't pay tax, or education for your grandchildren. I don't even know. Do you have to? But does anybody know the answer to that stuff? Okay. But they indict people for that.
Amazing. Aside from the indictment, Trump also repeated false claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election, and he left the door open for a run in 2024, but again stopped short of a definitive answer, obviously so he can keep bilking his supporters for yet more money. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.